hear particular common themes in the scriptures today. Just as we celebrated Christmas and the theme of light, right? Jesus Christ is the light that enters into the world, right? And the darkness will not overcome it. Very interesting, the theme that we hear in the connection of the first reading, the gospel today, that speaks of these kind of two names that aren't per se very common, Zebulun and Naphtali, which were two of the names of Isaiah's sons, or Israel's sons, of the original 12 tribes of Israel. They were kind of up in the corner at the top, and they were two of the region, of the territory, the area that were first conquered as the kingdom of Israel had been overcome and occupied by other groups, other people. It had become, in some sense, as we hear, darkened, maybe living in darkness, maybe no longer following God and the religious practices. And so we hear good news as Isaiah speaks today, the prophet. A new light has arisen, the light of Jesus Christ, the word of God has taken upon flesh, our flesh, who has come to bring the good news, right? We also hear, too, right, there was a theme in Advent, also a theme around Epiphany, that Jesus has come to call all nations and all people, that God wants to bring all people, all nations together. If we hear this particular theme of unity in the second reading, as St. Paul speaks, you know, do you follow St. Paul? Do you follow St. Peter? Do you follow Apollos? Follow Jesus Christ? Kind of saying that we all follow Jesus Christ, right? His Jesus Christ crucified, his death and his resurrection. We follow the word of God, desiring to unify, to follow. Kind of brings us together today as we hear in the gospel of Jesus calling his first disciples to follow him. If he is the word and desires to bring unity, then for us on our part is to listen, right? To hear the word and desire to follow. And amazing enough that everyone, whether you're sitting here in this church at St. Mary's in Calistation, whether you're sitting at a church in India, in Africa, in South America, Europe somewhere, that again, if you hear God's word and listen to it and follow it, we are unified in following God's word, his plan, his promise for us as we seek to become his disciples. So, in a particular way today, as I said, Word of God Sunday, I'm also here in the Diocese of Austin. It's called by name Sunday as well. So, called by name, a little different. It's kind of has a vocational twist. When have we heard God calling us? Maybe calling us to be his disciple, as we were all called to be disciples and to follow, right? To be unified in hearing God's word. Maybe in particular ways, when have we heard God calling us to our vocation? The vocation of marriage, vocation of priesthood or consecrated life, the vocation of the single life. So just like to maybe spend a couple of minutes just kind of sharing my vocation story and how and when I heard God calling me to be a priest. Kind of first starts out, I would say, as I first heard God's call as a priest when I was in high school as a altar server. So I served in my parish since I was in second grade. My dad was had been an altar server in that same church and wanted me to be an altar server. So I served at St. Martin's of Tours Catholic Church in Tours, Texas, which is a little north of Waco. And I served there for about 8 years. But in high school, I heard in a specific way God inviting me to be a priest. And I really remember distinctly beginning to hear this call, this invitation. Now, how did I respond? I responded in different ways. First, there was a sense of like maybe joy, maybe rejoicing, being called, hearing this call, being able to serve the Lord in this particular way. I can say that there was probably more doubt and fear in hearing God's call than there was maybe joy at that time at least. There was some doubt of what would my friends think. I put a lot of weighed a lot of weight on what my friends and my peers thought. And so at that time, I wasn't necessarily the cool thing to go to church. I enjoyed going to church, but I didn't let too many people know that. So there was a fear of what my peers or others would think. There also was maybe a fear of picking the wrong vocation. Definitely my parents, happily married, had a lot of aunt and uncles who also were married. Big families, a lot of cousins. I have 37 first cousins. A lot of aunt and uncles, so reunions were always fun. Holidays were always a lot of fun as well. So there was also a sense, too, gosh, they seem to be happy and have heard this call to the vocation of marriage. Maybe I don't want to make a mistake and choose the wrong one, right? There also, too, was other fear and other doubts that kind of cropped up in my own heart. I knew that I desired to live my Catholic faith and be a Catholic for the rest of my life and wanted to serve the church in many different ways, but I didn't really know it was being a priest might be the right way. So, as you can already kind of see, as many of us, when making decisions or choices, there's always a lot of kind of feelings, emotions, sometimes fear and anxiety, doubt, joy, excitement that kind of come up in making decisions or choices. So for the next 8 years, it was probably a time of discernment. As I continued to listen, as I continued to trust, as I continued to grow in my relationship with God through prayer, as I kind of talked and shared with others that I was thinking about being a priest and pursued a degree, was here at A&M, was sitting in the pews right where you were sitting. I was also an altar server here as well, an usher. I'm involved in a lot of different activities here at St. Mary's. And I did receive feedback from others. Definitely going back home, sometimes my family would encourage me or to think about being a priest. Some of the parishioners at my home parish, especially the parish priest, Father Isidore, was probably one of my biggest advocates. I'm pretty sure he prayed for me a lot, desiring for me to be a priest. And too, even here, as I had mentioned, the importance for me was the opinion or the thoughts of my peers. And so many of my friends here, even at St. Mary's, have encouraged me or I thought that I would make a good priest and encouraged me to pray about it and to think about it. And so I entered, as I was preparing to graduate, filling out applications, job applications. I figured, well, maybe I could also fill out an application to the seminary. And so I got accepted to the seminary, and I joined the seminary in August of 2002. I don't know, some of you might not have been born then. And then I went to seminary for 7 years and was ordained a priest in 2009 and have served for a little over 13 years as a priest here in the Diocese of Austin. But hearing God's call, right, as he calls us, and I think we all know this, just as I said a second ago, we're called to be disciples. What does Jesus teach us to do? He teaches us to love, right? We all know this, right? We are called to love. Who are we called to love? God and our neighbor, right? So he places particular people in our lives in a specific way to love. Loving our parents, loving our siblings, maybe loving our children, definitely loving our coworkers, other students, our peers, definitely loving, called to love our enemies and strangers. So we're called to love, a vocation first and foremost, of loving others as we are a disciple and just as Jesus is teaching us to love and to sacrifice. Also, too, in a particular way, God could be calling us to a vocation, a particular group of people or one person that we are called to love. So maybe God is calling you to the vocation of marriage. Have you heard this call? Have you been attentive and listening? Maybe he is calling you to be a priest. Maybe he is calling you to be a consecrated man or woman. Or maybe he could even be calling you to vocation of the single life. But being attentive to God's call and trusting that if God has placed this call, that he will bring it to fruition and that happiness will be found. God would not call us to a vocation that we would not be happy at, right? That we would not find fullness or fulfillment in. So trusting in God as he calls you. Sure, just as I explained, I had a lot of doubts, a lot of fears. In some sense, it took 7-8 years for me to discern and think and pray and talk. I dated two people during that time, one in high school, one in college. Both of them, of course, ended. Still in conversation with them. They're still both friends. What path is God calling you to? And are you listening? The most important thing that I desire for you to walk away with today is that God is speaking to you, and he has a vocation and plan for you that I hope that you're not afraid to receive and to be attentive to and to pursue. Father Chris, Father Andrew, myself, the sisters here, the Apostles of Interior Life, our staff want to help you to hear God's voice and to answer that call and to discern what vocation God might be calling and leading you to. And just as I mentioned, the importance of my peers who also encouraged and spoke to me, confirming that I felt the vocation, the call that God had to me. Today, later at the end of Mass, we'll have a chance, or you'll have a chance, to maybe encourage you to spend a second or two just reflecting on whom of your own peers. Maybe do you feel as though God is calling, or might be calling, to the priesthood or consecrated life. Men and women whom you would like to see in your future priest. Men and women who have particular qualities that could serve as a consecrated man or a woman, right? And if you know of someone, we'll ask you to send their name and information in, and the diocese, of course, isn't going to sign them up for the seminary, so you don't have to worry about that. But the diocese will extend an invitation and maybe do just as I said. We'll send maybe some particular steps to help them to discern, to take the next steps if God is calling them to be a priest or to be a religious, right? And there's no failure. Those two dating relationships that I was in didn't fail, right? I came to realize that that wasn't the person that God was calling me to enter into a vocation of marriage with. And it was a positive. It was a win, right? Many people enter the seminary. Many people enter into religious life, and they discern out. It doesn't mean they failed, right? They heard a call. They trusted that God had a plan, and they discerned. And it wasn't a failure, but it recognized that maybe this wasn't God's plan, but I needed to discern it. I needed to also listen. I also needed to enter into the relationship to figure out where God is leading and calling me to. So, encouragement is today that we may listen to God's word. How is he calling us to love? His invitation for discipleship and to come to know him. And in what particular way is God calling you to love others?
Thank you for listening to Aggie Catholic Homilies. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Be sure to check out our sister podcast, Aggie Catholic Talks, to hear talks from Magnify, Catholicism 101, and more. Thanks, God bless, and Giggum.